You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Australia, to Scott Maiman of CBS News. Australia is in right now struggling, fighting, resisting the Delta variant. The worldwide, the Delta variant has changed plans, delaying the reopening of offices and businesses. Google in California has delayed its entry to the workplace again till January 10th. Right now, I'm learning from Scott, however, Australia hasn't yet opened the doors and gone back outside. So, Scott, as the vaccine arrives, I'm expecting changes in the mandates about staying indoors or masking or how many hours you can stay outside. Here's the puzzle for me. I read in Reuters your Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, telling Parliament in these last days that Australia can live with this virus. He said that in Canberra. How do you interpret that, Scott? Good day to you.
G'day, John. This is a shift in the policy involving the federal government and each individual state. Now, just to back up a little bit, when the pandemic first broke, we're talking March last year, everybody thought, oh, it'll pass in 3 months. C'est la vie. Of course, 18 months later, it is far from that case at all. And what was meant to be the sovereign part of the pandemic, we're talking about the jab, the vaccinations. We've had one foul up after another here, which is unfortunate. Now, the policy up until recently was that we will eliminate the pandemic. We will eliminate COVID from Australia. But this Delta variant has changed things. The way that they were handling the situation, each individual state locking down, we were supposed to eliminate it. But as you have correctly stated, the Prime Minister got up in Parliament in Canberra this week to explain that there's a shift in the policy now that the vaccines are rolling out. And the expectation is that once we hit 80% of the population being vaccinated, you can pretty much see Australia opening its doors. We will see international flights. In fact, the US is one of the locations being earmarked as one of the first places that Australians can travel to once the borders reopen. But we still have this problem of state borders, where some leaders in each individual state, they're sticking to the original policy to eradicate COVID from their states. So this is going to be causing a problem, and especially with the shift in policy from a national perspective, we're going to see a lot of conflict and confusion here.
Let's tell a story about New South Wales and Queensland. You live in Brisbane, Queensland. New South Wales, to the south of you, contains Sydney. A three-year-old is stuck in New South Wales from his parents in Queensland. What is his prospect of getting home to mom and dad?
I've got some good news on that front, but you are quite rightly, let's talk about the setup to this. 8 weeks ago, this three-year-old was sent to his grandma and grandpa's home in regional New South Wales. Then the Queensland border shut. Now, I got to point out that the family is originally from Queensland. The grandparents live in New South Wales. There wasn't enough time for the family from Queensland to pick up their son and bring him back across the border before the shutdown happened. And for the past 8 weeks, the family for the three-year-old's been requesting exemptions. They were denied exemptions to cross the border. And in one case, the direction was given to the family that the child should fly to Sydney and then fly from Sydney to Brisbane and be placed in 2-week mandatory hotel quarantine at the family's expense. Now, just morally reprehensible is that to put a three-year-old alone in a hotel room? Goodness knows what they're going to get on Netflix and so forth, but that's beside the point. Finally, with the intervention of the media, I can tell you just recently, we can tell you that there has been some headway. Common sense prevails, but it's only since the intervention of the media that the child is going to be relocated, thanks to the good wishes of the crew with Angel Flight here in Australia. I believe you've got Angel Flight in the US as well.
Yes.
And they have agreed to pick up the child by helicopter, take him across the border to reunite him with his parents, this three-year-old, dear little child, who's been missing his mum and dad for the past 8 weeks.
There's the complication of territory, states imposing rules on everyone. Now, I want to check on two states. We've talked about New South Wales and Queensland. Victoria, where Melbourne is. I'm told that the leader of Victoria has extreme severe mandatory lockdowns and that there's no hope of lifting them until later this month. Is that accurate?
In fact, the lockdown was implemented further. It was extended for another 3 weeks, which has rocked a lot of people in Melbourne because this is like the fourth or fifth lockdown for the city. And they're over it. They had it last Christmas. They had it earlier this year. They've got it again. And so the lockdowns do prevail because what started out as numbers in their teens, 20s, 30 people getting COVID has now expanded to nearly 200, and it doesn't show any sign of getting any better. It's just as bad as New South Wales, which has gone to nearly 1,300 a day positive cases. Just to put this in perspective, I know in the United States that your numbers swell something incredible. These numbers I'm telling you are nothing compared to the numbers in the United States. But for us in Australia, this is quite shocking because we've never before really gone through the pandemic with such high numbers. So it's a shock to us.
And New Zealand, when last we spoke, New Zealand was also going back into lockdown. Now, Scott, there have been protests, but I noted that the protests seem to have ebbed. Is that accurate, or are they just not reporting on them?
Some of the protests have given way, and that's since police used CCTV footage to identify some of the rally goers and the protesters, issuing them with fines. And I've got to tell you, these fines, it's not a slap on the wrist. These fines are like $5,000 to $7,000. Per incident. You may remember me talking about a guy on horseback, a stuntman, who tried to rally the troops last week. Well, he received a fine of $5,000, but that was by Queensland police. You got to remember, on the border between Queensland and New South Wales, you've got another jurisdiction, and just the other day, he received another $5,000 fine, this time by authorities in New South Wales for his antics. So this guy's got a $10,000 amount to pay, but he says he's not going to give up.
What state is considered the most severe of these three or four, Queensland, New South Wales, and Sydney, Victoria, where the bulk of the population lives? Which is the most severe of those, or are they all competing for severity?
I would say right now, as we speak, New South Wales has the most severe lockdown and most severe cases of COVID-19. Nearly 1,300 a day is now being recorded across New South Wales. The population for New South Wales, 8 million. Victoria would have to come second. Of course, the ACT, the national capital, that is recording incidents of coronavirus as well. Not as bad as Melbourne or New South Wales, but this was an area that didn't have any COVID outbreaks until just a few weeks ago.
I'm speaking with Scott Maiman. He is CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, and we're looking at a story that is dramatically, radically different than what we're experiencing here in the United States. Is there a date certain now mentioned on the media, Scott, when the country can start to open its doors?
A confirmed date has not been put in place. New South Wales is hoping to relax some of its restrictions in October once they meet their population of 80% being vaccinated. It is a lot of crystal ball gazing on a lot of people's front. The federal government says they hope to reopen by Christmas.
Right.
That is not definite. It just depends on how many number of people we've got vaccinated and whether we can start catering for international travel again. But right now, nothing.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, Brisbane, Australia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.